Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, spinning a few platters for you here. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And follow me on Twitter at Jim Blasingame if you like. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. I like telling you about their website, kiplinger.com. And that's where you can find lots and lots of good stuff there. Just show up. Just show up there and use their stuff. But if you would like a little bit more, if you want to go deeper into the stuff that they have, which is really good stuff, the Prime stuff, that's where you find that by becoming a subscriber, by subscribing to one of their publications or more of them. They have the weekly flagship that John and I work off of every week, I should say, and that's the Kiplinger Letter, 86 years old, and then they've got this weekly. The other three are biweekly: the Tax Letter, the Agriculture Letter, and the Biofuels Letter. And then they've got this monthly magazine thing. Right, Joan?
You bet.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine.
Yeah. How about that, folks? Also on newsstands. And what about that phone number, Joan?
Our toll-free number is 800-544-0155.
Good stuff, folks. And don't forget to ask them for the 30-day free trial. Joan, let's move down and talk about the economy. You guys point out that third quarter GDP, which was pretty darn good, largely driven by government stimulus, large part of it was the housing credits, also the cash for clunkers stuff, right?
Right.
That drove the third quarter GDP, but you guys say it may have been not as quite as strong as we thought?
Right. We think it might have been an overestimate.
Ah.
Sorry.
Well, and see, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't need any quarters where things take off and then we have this big letdown in the next quarter.
Yeah, well, that's true.
We don't need this roller coaster thing going on.
Right.
But she said that there's still plenty of positive signs out there.
Well, that's true, and that's what we're hanging on to here. We say purchasing managers in manufacturing that expect that orders and production rose in October. So that's important. And then we're seeing signs of hiring picking up in, we say, half a dozen business sectors.
Inventories have been depleting.
Yep.
For months and quarters now.
Yeah.
And without significant restocking.
Yes.
Joan, that's got to start happening soon.
Yes.
I mean, never mind that I'm not buying something that I want.
Right.
At some point in time, I'm going to have to buy something that I need.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if my blender goes out and I can't and I can't make a margarita, I mean, what am I going to do, Joan, right?
Yes.
So, just kidding, folks. I don't do that all that often. But anyway, but that's the point, is at some point in time, we're all going to have to buy things that we need, because we're not buying things we want right now, right?
Right.
So anyway, that's a big deal. That's a positive sign. But that's what retailers are counting on this season. Joan, the retail scenario is not painting too good right now, is it?
Well, that's true. But retailers are hoping for, you know, a good holiday season, or at least a decent one.
Yeah, it's surely going to be better than the last holiday season.
I think it almost has to. Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting. I mean, this is going to be an interesting holiday. There will be lots of eyeballs on this holiday season, won't they,
right.
Joan?
Right.
No question about that. Joan, let's move over and talk about the budget situation in the states. This is one of the frightening scenarios that we've got out there, Joan. I love, you guys have a great graphic. Folks, I wish you could see this. This is one of the reasons why you want to subscribe to their letter, is because they've got great graphics. What am I looking at here? $110-20 billion of budget shortfall in the states collectively?
Yeah, this looks pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Over $100 billion.
Yeah.
In annual. Now, is that all the states, Joan, or is that just the ones you list here? You know?
I think it's, well, I'm guessing it's all
combined state budget. I guess that's all of them. That's what it says here. Combined state. Over 100 billion. Joan, here's my question.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't California already de facto bankrupt?
I think, in all but name, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're already, recently they started taking extra money out of people's paychecks for the taxes.
Right.
Taxing them more than they had said to be taxed for. And, I mean, now they're giving employees, they're giving citizens IOUs.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
That's, Joan, that California is one of the top economies on the planet.
Yeah. Well, not these days.
I know, but I mean, it has been. I mean, that's, so this is a real serious issue, thing that we have to, it's going to have to be dealt with, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And the government, they can't turn to the federal government. The government's already in hock.
Yeah.
So folks, there's one good thing, Joan, I think could come from this. The hiring of state employees has dropped significantly. I don't know if you guys reported. I saw that somewhere.
I believe that's true. Yeah.
You guys may have reported that.
Yeah.
The hiring of state employees has dropped. I would like to think that these states would start doing what the rest of us have done and reevaluating who we need, how many people we need, and making a determination there for future hiring. I don't have any hope. I don't have any confidence that the politicians will do that. But maybe.
Well, they may be forced to.
Well, they're going to have to be. Yeah, there's going to be layoffs in some of these states, as there probably already have been. Kiplinger.com is a website, folks. Joan and I are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, Joan, you've got some news on some pension issues, don't you?
Sure do.
You've got something to tell us about. There's some changes, folks, mm-hmm. for private employers, some things you might want to reconsider if you've got any kind of a retirement plan out there. And also, shareholders. If you're a shareholder of a corporation, if you own stock, you're going to have more power in the future. Joan is going to help us with that after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You have to go on and do it all day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.